Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. This segment, as you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind, things that I want to say. Well, just the two of us, just you and me together here. And I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. Actually, they're connected. They're similar things, but the first one are just some thoughts that I have on a certain topic. And then the second segment, we'll talk about your thoughts on that same topic, because we polled you. We asked you what you thought about this. So, you know, folks, Americans are afforded a privilege that which is not rare, but it certainly is unavailable to billions of other Earthlings. We're allowed to vote for those who represent us in government. 330 million people, 150 million or so voters. We're allowed to vote, and a lot of people can't do that around the world. And I use the word privilege and allowed on purpose. The U.S. Constitution gives Americans the right to vote, but does not require us to do so. It's a privilege, and we're allowed to vote, but we're not required to do so. In fact, if voting were a legal requirement in the 2000 election, we could have arrested 100 million Americans who pundits call the vanishing voter phenomenon. 100 million people didn't vote in the 2000 election, much to his chagrin. But now, by 2016, in that election, voter turnout had transmogrified from apathy to engagement, with a record number of ballots being cast, more than 137 million votes were cast. How about that? Indeed, we're experiencing one of the most promising phenomena of the current age, increasing fervor and investment in the American electorate, by the American electorate, in the political process. You seem to be more engaged in this. Most of us do. Nothing bad happens when Americans get fired up about the political process, regardless of whether you're a voter who spins to the left or to the right, or you mark time in the middle, because taking a political position typically manifests in a more knowledgeable voter. And the best way for America's challenges to be addressed is for those same voters to require political representatives to stand up and serve with leadership, rather than slouch with the self-anointed political class. If you and I are more engaged, we're more likely to demand results and leadership from our people. And that's what we've got to do more of, folks. We've got to do this. We've got to get the political class to stop slouching toward their self-anointed positions that they've assumed. A lot of them have assumed now. The swamp, as they call it. So what's good for small business is good for the world. What's good for small business is good for the world. How many times have you heard me say that on this show? I've been saying it for a long time. It's a slogan that I coined years ago, and I've been saying it every chance I get. What's good for small business is good for the world. I believe this, my friends. There simply is no other sector in the marketplace that does as much for so many with so little. Planted in the ground as you are, with nowhere to hide, the way you go to business every day is a clinic on how to be authentic and ethical. As a major part of the fabric of society, any other sector, including Washington, no other sector could do to support Anything they can do to support and promote Main Street businesses would ultimately accrue to the benefit of everyone else. Whatever they could do to help you, would small business owners, would benefit everyone else. And yet, too often, we don't see that. Too often, this respect devolves into rhetoric, and promises are heavy on hyperbole. But small business owners could do for themselves a lot. We could do a lot for ourselves by doing one thing. We could become a single-issue voter for our businesses. Become a single-issue voter for your business. We all have our personal political proclivities. Whatever issue is you're passionate about. But are you passionate about your business from a policy standpoint? Have you ever thought about the one thing that allows you to have the time and resources to do those things, to follow those things? What is it that allows you the time and the resources to pursue, to help, to support those personal political proclivities? There's only one thing. Those issues don't support themselves. Your business gives you the ability to support those, to have the time and the resources to support whatever they may be. The best way for you to make a world a better place is to advocate for your business first. If small business owners were as politically organized and influential as other single-issue groups like unions or Wall Street, for goodness sake, we could rule the world, and the world would be a better place for it. If small businesses were a country, Wikipedia would describe Small Business USA like this. Population, 125 million, including owners, employees, and dependents. Gross domestic product, largest on the planet. Contribution to society, widespread, significant, essential. Organized political influence for its own interests, negligible. That's what Wikipedia would, how they would describe us. Very powerful, very important, but not really taking care of itself. What's wrong with this picture, my friends? Small Business America has many reasons to catch the tide of electoral fervor and become more involved in the political process. And with the significance of our contribution, we have even more reason to advocate for our businesses first. So this year, my friends, in this election year, I'm asking you to be a single-issue voter for your small business. I'm Jim Blassing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.